Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Well, it's New Year's Eve 2011. This year is just about over. And I'm sitting here in my office, and I'm actually going over my notes for tonight. In just a little while, I'll be going down to the Phoenix Rescue Mission and teaching there. And I thought I'd share with you a little bit of what I'm going to share with them tonight. And part of what I'm sharing came about last week. I was talking with someone, and I asked her, I said, are you expecting a great year in 2012? And she said, yep, I'm praying and believing for a better year in 2012, much better than this year. And then I asked her a question. I said, well, what are you going to do that's different? Well, she thought about that for a minute and smiled and said, you know, that's a pretty good question. And she said, well, I'm praying and believing that 2012 is going to be a great year. And, you know, you can wish and hope and dream and even pray for things to change, but nothing really ever changes until we do something differently. And there are some people who say, well, yeah, look at my situation. I can't change any of it. I'm stuck. And as I drove home after talking to her last week, I thought about what I said to her. And there really wasn't enough time in that situation to spend more time with her. I wish I could have. But, you know, it's true. Nothing really ever changes until we do something differently. And we can all change. Every one of us can change what we're thinking, can't we? I mean, that's in our control. In other words, in this coming year, I can decide to think differently. And that's what I'm going to do. I've decided to consciously do that this coming year. I'll elaborate a little bit more on that in just a few minutes, but I thought it might be fun tonight just to share with you a little bit about what I'm going to share tonight. Because, you know, every self-help book, every motivational speaker, all of them will tell you the same thing, that what goes on in your mind directly affects your life. Of course, they get their smarts from the Bible. You know, God's Word says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it, out of your own heart, are the issues of life, your life. You see, it's our own thoughts on a consistent basis. I'm not talking about a random thought here and a random thought there, but our own thoughts on a consistent basis can bring us from bad to good, from good to great, from great to good, from good to bad. Now, one of the things as an illustration that I'm going to share with them tonight is the parable in Luke about the forgiving father. I like to refer to it as the forgiving father. A lot of people refer to it as the prodigal son. But here's the point I want to make about that particular record. And that is that the younger son wanted to leave. He had consistent thoughts of getting out and getting away from there and getting out on his own and just living it up. And he finally did it. But if you've read the record, you know that he squandered all of his inheritance. And then some bad times came, you know, kind of like a change in the economy. And he ended up, you know, being a pig herder, having hardly anything to eat, and no one would help him. And he was just in a lousy situation. But then the Bible says when he came to himself, he started having some different thoughts, started changing his thinking. And, you know, he thought to himself, you know, gosh, there's servants back at my dad's house that are doing better than I am. I'm going to go back, tell them I'm sorry I sinned. Can I just be a servant? And so on and so forth. So he came to himself. He started talking to himself and trying to figure out what he was going to have to do to change his circumstances. And that, of course, was to change his mind. Tonight, I'm going to share with the men that, you know, everyone can see that someone has it better than they do, right? It doesn't matter what situation someone's in, there's always someone you can see who's better off than you, right? But how often do we ever stop and realize that there's always someone who is worse off than we are? You know, there are people somewhere who are cold and hungry tonight, have no food to eat. There are people somewhere who are in incredible pain with no pain medication. There are people somewhere tonight who will die. There are always people who have it worse than we do. And in life, we all find ourselves in situations because of two reasons. Number one, and the main reason, is because of our own thoughts and our own choices. Because we all make choices, don't we? We all make decisions. Like the father, when his young son returned, He had a choice to make, didn't he? And what did he do? He loved the son. He welcomed him back with open arms. That's a choice. So the main reason that we find ourselves in situations, good or bad, is because of our own thoughts and our own choices. The other reason is circumstances beyond our control. And that happens from time to time, through no fault of our own. How about Joseph in the Bible? You know, his brothers threw him in a pit. They wanted to kill him. He didn't deserve that. And then he was sold. He didn't deserve to be sold. And then he was bought by Potiphar, remember? And then he worked in Potiphar's house. And, you know, he just did such a fantastic job. He ended up running all of Potiphar's house. And then Potiphar's wife lied, you know, said he was trying to do something that he wasn't doing. That wasn't fair. That wasn't something that was in his control. And he ended up in jail. But if you know the whole story, he ended up being second in charge of the greatest nation in the world at that time, Egypt. But, you know, one of the big problems is that most people focus on either how it wasn't my fault that this happened to me, or they focus on themselves and how stupid they were and how I should have done that and I should have done this. You know something? That never, ever changes the situation, does it? In order for things to change, you have to change your thinking. You know, when I lost my job after 16 and a half years in 2008, it didn't matter that it wasn't my fault. It didn't matter that I was lied to. It didn't matter. All those things, it didn't matter. And thinking about all that stuff did not, could not, never would change the situation. I had to change my thinking. I had to direct my focus to other things, you know, like feeding my family and keeping our home and so forth. So again, everyone can see that someone else has it better than they do. And it doesn't matter what situation someone is in, because you know what? Think about it. There's always someone you can see who's better off than you. I mean, suppose someone's making $7 an hour. I think minimum wage here in Arizona is $7.15. So let's say someone is making $7 an hour as their wage. You know, that's not a lot of money, but hey, what about the person that's working for cash and makes like $5 an hour? Well, $7 an hour looks a lot better, doesn't it? Sure. But for the person who's making $7 an hour, seeing someone else making $10 an hour, that looks a lot better, doesn't it? And for that guy to see someone making $15 an hour, and you get my point. You know, same thing is true with a car. Someone might have a clunker that runs and gets them from point A to point B. And you know what? For the person that has no car, well, that clunker certainly looks like it's a lot better than what I have right now. And here's perhaps the biggest point that I want to make tonight. Because our mind is so powerful, you know, and I think most of us don't realize the greatness of this brain that God gave to us. Because of your consistent thoughts, because your consistent thoughts are so effective and play a major role in changing the things in your life, be very, very careful how you define your present or current situation. Now, if the guys tonight get nothing else but that, it will be well worth my time going out there. And when it comes to our present or current situation, there are three things that we always need to remember. Number one, it doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter if it was because of your choices or something way outside of your control. That's not the issue. It doesn't help you to focus on why am I in this situation. That's number one. Number two, unless you know for sure, don't ever say it's God testing you or God proving you or God must have a reason for this. He's got a plan. You know something? There are people who believe that and wait their entire lifetime to see what God is going to do. So unless you know for sure, I wouldn't recommend saying that. And the third thing that you always need to remember as regards your current or present situation, can you still be thankful for what you have right now and at the same time still desire something better? Is that okay with God? Absolutely. Absolutely. A few days ago here on the Confidence and Joy website, I posted an article, and I'm going to read a good portion of that tonight, and you can read the whole article if you like. It's posted a few days ago. But here's some of what I said in that article. There are lots of people who don't get very excited about another new year. They simply expect another year of the same with a different date attached to it. But there is a reason why they do not anticipate anything new and exciting in the days and weeks ahead for the new year. One of the main reasons that people don't anticipate new and exciting things for the new year is that they're very discouraged by where their life is today. Not only that, but they see no way for things to improve. They've allowed disappointments and discouragements to steal their hopes and dreams. How can you arrive at the place in your life where you will no longer be disappointed or face any discouragement? You can't. Everyone faces disappointments and discouragements. And there will be disappointments and discouragements for all of us in this coming year, 2012. But people who are discouraged and feel trapped hardly ever consider that everyone else in the world faces disappointments and discouragements too. We all face challenges, obstacles, disappointments, rejection, setbacks. Since we all face them, then it is our response to what comes our way that will determine our future. You and I both know people who seem to wallow in their troubles. Looking at the new year ahead, they often say things like, "Well, I sure hope I have a better year than I did last year." You know something? That statement alone by itself is not a statement of hope for the new year with a clear vision of what one wants to see happen, but rather it is a focus on the disappointments of the past year. What they're really saying is that they just don't want any more disappointments coming to them in this coming year. All right, so who doesn't want a better year ahead? Well, of course we all do, but a better year than last year means different things to different people. For some, a better year is a year without disappointments. Oh, I just don't want anything bad to happen in 2012. Whew, 2011 was really tough. Others take an honest look at what they accomplished in the year ending and then decide where they want to go in the coming new year. Regardless of the disappointments and setbacks they've experienced, their response is to keep dreaming big. They have vision and hope for the days ahead. Well, there's a big difference in the response, isn't there? One hopes that nothing bad happens, and the other hopes that something good happens. Just like in all of life, our response is our own choice. We choose to respond, and those responses really do determine our future. You know, a man recently shared with me some of what has happened to him in the past few years. And as unpleasant as it was, he was not complaining or looking for sympathy. We were having a discussion about the possibility of him doing something different that has some great potential financially, and you know, it was so sad to me to see that he had lost the vision he once had for his life. And he's not alone. I see people who desire only to have enough to pay their bills and buy their food. Many have accepted that they're going to work until they die or try to live off of Social Security. So when it comes to a new year, lots of people say, "What's the big deal?" Because they are not only discouraged at where their life is today, but they see no way for things to get any better. They need to stop and realize that while everyone faces disappointments, it's always the response to what life throws at you that is critical for your future. Once you see and believe that, then you can stop allowing disappointments and discouragements to steal your hopes and dreams. You can move forward knowing that God said that He'd never leave you nor forsake you, that He will direct your path, and that He will give you the desires of your heart. Well, that's from the article that I posted a few days ago, and a couple other things I'm going to share tonight. I'm going to tell the guys that 2011 was not the greatest year of my life so far. No, it wasn't. There were goals that I set that I did not reach. There were disappointments and obstacles. Some of those things I'm dealing with right now. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to reset my goals. Of course. And by the way, you don't need New Year's Day to make new decisions. You can do it every morning if you want to. But what is it that I'm going to do differently in 2012? Well, spiritually, I'm going to take an honest look at my relationship with God and decide what I can do differently to improve, to develop it, to grow it bigger. For my marriage, I'm going to take an honest look at my marriage and ask myself, what can I do differently to enhance our relationship, to, you know, be a better husband, to enjoy the relationship that Kathy and I have. You know, this past May, we celebrated 40 years together. Well, I'm looking forward to another 40. But what am I going to do differently in 2012 to continue to have the relationship that we have and to develop it even further? For my specific financial goals, well, again, I need to take an honest look at what I did this past year and see what I can change. What can I do differently? But, and I'll tell this to the guys tonight, I'm going to change some of my thinking. Now, you can do that too. You see, our opinion of ourselves, what we really think of ourselves, who we really see in the mirror, those thoughts can either bring us the most defeat or the most victory in our lives. So in this new year ahead, I'm going to make a conscious effort to not think of my weaknesses, but rather to make an effort throughout the day to consciously think of myself as the Bible says. And the Bible says that I'm a child of God, that God's love for me is unconditional, that nothing can separate me from His love, that He sees me as He made me in the new birth, holy and acceptable, righteous, redeemed, and forgiven. And what's the point in deciding to think that way? Well, I have to make a decision to think that way because I know how I mess up. But in thinking those thoughts consistently, I will begin to really believe them, and it will give me the confidence to go to my Father without feelings of guilt and condemnation over past mistakes. I have a number of things I want to think differently or think more of this coming year. Now, that's one of them. I'll give you another one. You know, the Bible says that we, as born-again ones, we are more than conquerors in all situations. That means victory, winning in all situations. Well, that's not always happened for me. How about you? So, this year, I'm putting that thought into my head more and more and more than I ever have. That I am more than a conqueror in all situations. I am victorious in all situations. I am a winner in all situations. That's what the Bible says. Why should I not adopt that into my thinking on a consistent basis? And so, you know, the bottom line is we can all do whatever we want to do with our own brains. It's our brain. You can think whatever you want to think. Think whatever thoughts you want to. You can sit all day long and think about daisies. You can think about the ocean. You can think about whatever you want to. It's your brain. It's your mind. But just remember, God said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, your life. And again, if the guys get nothing else tonight than what I shared with you a few minutes ago, it'll be worth it. And I'm going to share that again as I wrap up this podcast, because our minds are just so powerful. We don't realize the greatness of this mind that God gave each one of us. And here's the thing. Your consistent thoughts are so effective and play a major role in things changing in your life. Be very careful how you think and define your present situation. And when it comes to your present situation, always keep these three things in mind. Number one, it doesn't matter why you're in the situation you're in. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it was because of your own dumb choices. Doesn't matter if it was something outside of your control. It's not the issue. It does not help you to focus on, why am I in this situation? Number two, unless you know for sure, don't be saying God's testing you or God's proving you or God's this and God's that. And number three, can you still be thankful and grateful for what you have right now, and at the same time, still desire something better? Is that okay with God? Yes, it is. Well, that's it for this podcast. Want to wish you all the best in 2012. Let's have a great year in 2012. And if we want 2012 to be better than 2011, what are we going to do differently? We need to do something differently if we're going to see some changes. Thanks again for being a part of Confidence and Joy. If you have any comments, you can go ahead and put them down below. This is Mike Verdiccio. Thanks for listening. And again, Happy New Year.